A group of doctors have written an open letter to U.S. President Barack Obama urging him to allow hunger-striking Guantanamo detainees receive independent medical care. More than 150 doctors have signed the letter published in the Lancet Medical Journal. The letter comes in support of 13 detainees who said in an earlier letter to The Guardian that they could not trust military doctors who'd helped force-feed them. This comes as over 130 Guantanamo prisoners continue their hunger strike in protest at their open-ended detention and jail conditions. Meanwhile, Washington has published a list of 48 inmates designated as too dangerous to release but who cannot be prosecuted. The list includes nationals from Yemen, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, Libya, and Somalia. Joining us now via satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut, is international lawyer, Mr. Franklin Lam. Mr. Lam, welcome to the program. Let's jump right in. I'd like to get your opinion on the call for further medical care for the hunger-striking inmates at Guantanamo. It appears that the ordeal at Gitmo is proving to be quite a migraine for Obama, isn't it?
Well, and it should be, because once more, here we go again. The president has thrown out the Constitution, and as a lawyer, as a law professor, and as commander-in-chief, he knows what is required because the federal district court in the District of Columbia has ruled that the Constitution follows the American soldiers and the American military wherever it happens, so that the standards of the U.S. Constitution and the body of law that supports it, including the Eighth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, as you know, prohibits unusual and abusive punishment, which is exactly what force feeding is. International human rights organizations and the whole body of international humanitarian law outlaws and forbids this, as incidentally does the American military. Yet he allows this to go on. The key complaint, I think, is absolutely legitimate by the patients. Look, we saw Manning in his case. He had a military judge. That doesn't meet the standard of due process because a military judge is tainted by their commitment and their career advancement prospects in the military. The doctors are the same. Those guys who are down there treating them, they're military doctors. And their bias in favor of what they learn in the culture of the military about these detainees. What they have every right to is civilian doctors, just as Manning has a right to a civilian judge and a civilian lawyer. So, yes, the problem is there, and it's going to continue. But, you know, there's a bright light, I think, and that is the medical community globally and in America. You know, they all took the Hippocratic Oath to leave politics out of it and to treat patients. That's what the Lancet article, the Lancet letter, is essentially calling for. Not only apply the Constitution, you've got to apply the Hippocratic Oath. So hopefully there'll be a groundswell, because I see a special responsibility among the medical profession internationally to get behind this cause. The other bright light is this negotiation with the Taliban. If we're Taliban, be sure we're going to bring that whole issue up and get Guantanamo closed. The Americans are being forced out of Afghanistan. They're not in a strong position to bargain. I would hope that the Taliban would make that a primary condition of releasing any American, is that they not only release the Afghans, which I assume they're going to demand, but close the whole base. Anyhow, it's a again, it's up to the American people to squeeze our government on this and correct it and get Obama to commit and to execute his pledge, which he's given two or three times now, to close Guantanamo.
Mr. Lam, let's focus on another issue as well. Washington has published a list of some 40 inmates that are designated as too dangerous to release, but also too dangerous to be prosecuted as well. I don't really understand the logic behind that. It seems like there's a gray area when you're a quote-unquote enemy combatant against the United States.
Well, more than a gray area. I mean, that's black and white. That's black. There's no justification for that. Look, Even our Declaration of Independence, as you recall, declares that all men are created equal. These individuals are created equal under the law, under the American law, again as applied by the federal courts, so they have a right to trial. You can't pull somebody off the street or wherever they are and declare they're so bad that we're not going to try them. We're not going to have any facts or due process. We're not going to let them explain their case or defend themselves. They don't get a trial, and they don't get freedom. I mean, what in the history of mankind is as barbaric as that notion? And again, it's up to us to get it changed. These people each have a right. Now they ought to release them all, obviously. If they were in an American regular judicial system, it seems like we're running two at least, the judge would throw the whole case out and release these people. Some have served 10 years without charges or a trial, as you know. That's reprehensible. It's unacceptable.
Thank you very much, international lawyer from the Lebanese capital, Beirut, Mr. Franklin Lamb.